This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Talk Live, 855-453, that's 855-450-3733. It's the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark
and Brian
and Stephanie.
Coming to you live on a Sunday. I know, you're shocked. There's not too many radio programs coming live anymore. All the consolidation in the radio industry has sort of left the weekends wide open. Free Talk Live is enterprising on that. We're on now more than 150 radio stations across the country, and I got to say, I'm delighted.
Yeah,
it's awesome. You can give us a call, 855-450-3733. We'll talk about whatever's on your mind. That's kind of what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's an open line show. So 855-453. Stephanie,
yes.
What'd you bring in for us?
Well, something that really piqued your interest, Mark. There's a college professor who has offered...
She's corrupting these young minds full of mush.
Well, she may be corrupting the young bodies. There's a college
professor
who has offered her students extra credit, and this is a women and gender studies professor, offered her students extra credit if the women stop shaving their armpits and legs for the semester, which is 10 weeks, and for the men if they shave their bodies from the neck down.
Okay.
And this has obviously become a politicized thing because people see it, and they think, wow, that's kind of messed up.
You know, I think that, okay, a teacher is supposed to teach.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to provide new experiences.
Yep.
I think that it's an opportunity for people to look at another world. Now,
I think that's
it,
the idea.
The
idea
is a genderized world. I've known plenty of dudes that shave themselves from the neck down,
yep,
and up and all kinds of spots.
Yep.
I don't think that particularly is that big of a deal. But yeah, I think that most women probably have never had armpit hair longer than a quarter inch or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I suppose that it's an experience. Is it a valuable experience? I don't think it's a particularly valuable experience, but I would say that, college credit isn't that valuable either, so why not?
It strikes me as personal. You know what I mean? It's a personal choice about what to do with your body hair or your head hair or what clothes you wear or anything else on your body, and to incentivize people to do something different, even if it is to sort of show them what it's like on the other side of the gender divide or whatever, or gender norms. I get why she's doing it, but is that what college has become?
They don't teach much else. It's gender studies is what she's teaching.
Yeah.
So it's not of any value anyway.
But don't you think that people who are taking a gender studies class, maybe they would want to do that on their own voluntarily, but like to involve what someone does with their body hair in their grade is a little weird to me.
It's extra credit. I mean, you can't go after her for giving them a little extra
credit. Yeah, but if everybody gets extra credit, then it ends up being a detriment if you don't do it,
Well,
like,
I took
a psychology, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess so. But the point is, I took a psychology class in college, and the teacher offered extra credit if we participated in psychological experiments.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And most psychological experiments are done on college students for extra credit, just like that. That's how they get them to participate.
Okay.
And I felt like if I didn't do it, I would be behind in the class. And that's not really genuine. It doesn't really come from the heart. You know what I mean?
So I'm going to have to wax psychological here for a second. I mean, let's not forget, You are a doctor from Dartmouth. You have always performed at the very tops of your class.
Mm-hmm.
You experience a sense of lack and
missing. Yeah, I'm an overachiever.
You don't get that extra credit.
It's true. I'm an overachiever. But if I was taking a women's studies class and they said, oh, yeah, you'll get extra credit if you don't shave your armpits, maybe I would like to shave my armpits and legs. Maybe I want to. Maybe I enjoy the way it feels,
sure.
Not having hair.
Sure.
Should I be penalized for that?
It's not a penalize. It's extra credit. You see?
Yeah.
I've let extra credit go, and I can emotionally... But
you're almost making me sound like the social conservative here, but which is really bizarre.
I think you hit the nail on the head here with what this is really about. This is agenda. This is about the pussification this is about the destruction of society, of our God-given, I don't know.
Manliness, sorry, and femininity.
I can't do it anymore. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But I'm sure this is what everybody's saying, right? This is the feminist agenda that's turning
I think
people.
That is what people are saying. Yeah.
I can only imagine.
I mean, I think the term metrosexual is from the 90s, this idea that... guys, you know, buff their nails and
you buff your nails.
Trim their spots. I don't really do it anymore. I'm now a farmer. I don't have really, you know, the interest of it. I'll do it if there's a buffer around. I don't care.
I pluck my eyebrows.
There you go. I mean, you know, in the right
yeah.
part, there's some hair that needs to go, right?
I think you're making a great point, which is that, and conversely on the other side for women, now it's a trend. Like people are saying the full bush is back. Like
yeah, it's not back.
Well, I mean, you could make different arguments, but
yeah,
but like
different people
I think
have different tastes.
I think just in the last couple of years there has been a conversation in the public sphere about body hair and gender norms and people having the freedom to decide what to do with their bodies, and whatever that means to them, it means to them, whether that's shaving or not, whatever gender they are.
Sure.
And so I think people do have the space to explore those things on their own. If it's a guy and he wants to shave his hair, he can do that. If it's a woman and she wants to grow out her armpit hair and leg hair, she can do that. I've done all of those things.
Let me ask your credit then.
Right, but like why? It almost seems like the college professor is kind of incentivizing or pushing the student to do that when they could just do that on their own if they wanted to.
That's what they do anyway. They warp their little minds. I mean, that's their job as college professor's job is to play with your head and reform it into giving you different opinions.
Well, then maybe
why not play with your body and reform it too?
Well, then maybe the issue is just college, because I think you could get this education of experiencing the opposite gender norms of what you've grown up with on your own. You could do that in an unschooling way.
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, if some of your gal friends, you just go, if you want to experience what it's like from the other side, just ask some of your gal friends to do your makeup and hair, and they will absolutely whip you up into a nice evening gown, and you'll have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. I mean, they should get additional credit in this class. Are there a lot of guys taking gender studies at...
it's probably a great way to get chicks, right?
Well, I was just about to say, that's exactly why the guys that I knew in college took women's studies was to meet women.
It certainly wasn't to get a job. what was the college that...
This was Arizona State University.
Okay.
So that's a place where people are wearing shorts and tank tops. So it's not like they can hide it under their pants or whatever.
What, hide the...
if they're growing out their leg hair or whatever.
I see, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I got to say that I think that I would love to hear other people's opinion on this, but I am nonplussed by this college professor's attempt to get at press and be all edgy. No, not edgy. Sorry.
No, I think you're right. It's not edgy anymore, especially with the conversation about gender norms kind of opening up a little bit and people feeling. I genuinely think people do have more freedom now to experiment with different ways of styling their body hair than they did in the past.
Well, where did it even start with, you know, women shaving?
That's a good question.
I know where it started.
Where did it start?
Yeah, it started with, honestly, French hookers.
Mm.
It was a sign that you were a hooker if you shaved.
Ah.
So that's why, you know, in France, that's why there was the kind of the cultural meme going around for the past few decades where the French don't shave their armpits and all that, because all that was a sign of being a prostitute. And so I would think that this was actually, you know, that conservatives should be overjoyed that women will once again be hairy and will not be, you know, just wantonly walking around as prostitutes. You know, and as far as men,
if they're a real conservative, going back to French, old-timey France.
I mean, look, if God wanted women to be hairless, he wouldn't have given them leg hair.
They do seem to have less, though.
They have less, sure. But
some have less.
Yeah, some have less. That's a matter of degrees.
Indeed. I don't know. I mean, I think you, yeah. If they want to give extra credit for shaving, they want to shave, fine. You don't want to shave, fine. Let me know what you think. 855-450-3733 here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733, live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live, and you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. I want to tell you how to go about getting cryptocurrencies, whether you want to get Bitcoin or Dogecoin or Litecoin or Blackcoin or Darkcoin. I don't even know some of these things, Brian.
Oh, some of those are very hot. Did they say Blackcoin?
Blackcoin, yes.
Yeah, Blackcoin is very exciting. In fact, they just completely rewrote their algorithm, and they may have solved the proof-of-stake problem. So, I mean, which we don't have to talk about what that is, but bottom line is some exciting offers from ExpressCoin, no doubt.
Indeed. So go to ExpressCoin.com, and you can get cryptocurrencies in a variety of different ways, whether you want to use a money order, a check, or a wire transfer. You can do that, and that means it's going to take a little longer than using the method I'm about to tell you, but you can go to a credit union in your town. Now, you need to call ahead first and ask if they have shared branching. So that's the key there, shared branching. If they have shared branching, they can... You can go ahead and just deposit some money right there. You'll get your cryptocurrency within, a few minutes to hours, you know. I mean, I've done it, and it happened in minutes for me. I know that there's been some times when it's been within 24 hours, I think is what they guarantee there over at ExpressCoin.com. But sometimes you can get it faster. So go check it out. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. They've got great customer service and great fees.
I think it's a tremendous opportunity and option for the unbanked, which is a growing population around the world.
Yep.
So I think that's fantastic.
Excellent. Let's just go right to the calls. Got Benjamin here. I'm going to make sure I'm pushing the right buttons. Terribly sorry. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Stephanie. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Benjamin.
Yesterday, Mark, I actually was calling in. And while I was listening to the show, you made mention of something, and honestly, that's all I could think about while I was doing my call, which was the idea that everyone is wrong about something.
Yeah, I mean, it would take a lot of hubris to believe that you're completely right.
I have a lot of hubris.
Well, this is something that is
Brian,
honestly...
The funny part is though, we all operate all day long as though we're right about everything all the time. And, you know, like, things that we have no business giving opinions on, we will. Because this culture of democracy and consumerism that we have, your opinion counts, even if you're stupid on a subject. You know? That's it.
Well, and honestly, if we knew we were wrong about something, we would try to change our opinion. And this is something that I'm always... It doesn't, like, keep me up at night, but it keeps me up at night trying to think of how am I wrong? What am I wrong about? What is it that I'm thinking that I'm just wrong about? And I'm not talking about, you know, is Rocky Road Ice Cream really the best ice cream? You know, I'm not talking about that kind of stuff. Just whatever. And I think that's something that we should all, not maybe we should all obsess about, but it's something I hope that people think about regularly is what I believe, is this thing I think, is it actually true, or is it just what I think and haven't ever tested or, attempted to see if, wrong.
Well,
right?
You know, I think this is pretty important, and really, I don't, you know, you don't want to tell people not to think. I mean, and if you, even if you're wrong, today on the internet, you can make a case for anything. Like, no matter what your opinion is, if you're an atheist or if you're Christian or whatever, you can bring all this, you know, supposed evidence back and forth. But I still think it's important, no matter what evidence you have for what you're talking about, to make your arguments. But it's important that I think if you don't necessarily have a lot backing up what you say, that maybe you should learn to reserve judgment, not to think it. You know, I'm not saying don't think it. I'm not saying, you know, don't think that you're instantaneously wrong. But if you don't have a whole lot going for you, maybe people should learn to reserve judgment a little more.
Well, I know I like to say, I don't know. Like,
right.
When I'm asked about, if somebody asks me about sports teams or whatever, I just go, I don't know. I have no idea about those kind of things. I'm the wrong person to ask.
Yeah,
it's the
me
smartest
too.
Thing to say most of the time is, I don't know. And, I mean, you really, you got to continue to look at the evidence. One of the difficult things is there's all kinds of topics in today's world with the internet, with the source of the sum total of all human knowledge up
right.
to this point. You can't figure some things out. If you wanted to find out whether global warming is true or not, good luck going on the internet and finding out what the truth is.
Oh,
you're going to have one hell of a time.
Yeah, you can make a case either way. Whatever
yeah.
you believe, you're going to be able to make your
if
case.
If you think that, if you want to find out whether the 9/11 towers fell because of terrorists or thermite, good luck. Good luck figuring out whether that's the truth or not.
I don't know if I totally agree with that attitude. I think you can often get to the truth, especially if you know how to think. And you're willing to put in some time to understand what you think. Like, I think it's bad to just throw up our hands and say, well, you can't know the truth, so screw it. We shouldn't even try. Right? Like, people say that about diet, and yeah, there's a lot of confusing information out there about diet, for instance, but you can get to a truth, and you can figure it out if you put some effort into it, and if you approach it with the attitude that it's possible to figure out the truth.
Well, I don't think you want to go so, certainly I agree with you, Stephanie, you don't want to go so far as to say, like, there's, I think in Buddhism, there's the saying that, you know, no matter how many times you throw up a penny, there's still the chance that at one point it won't actually fall to the ground. Now, I think that's nonsense, okay? Like, there's basics that
you don't
want to totally
just
accept.
Disconnect it from reality.
Right,
like, there is some truth. I think there is objective truth out there.
Oh, sure. I think
it can be hard to find, but...
You know, I mean, okay, so if I want to find out whether global warming is true or not, how much time am I obligated to put in order to find the truth?
Yeah, zero. You're not obligated to put in any time unless you're interested and want to.
So
but that's very different from there being no truth, though.
I think there is truth. I just don't know what it is.
Exactly, yeah.
It's
and that's perfectly fine.
And I may be wrong when I come to my conclusion because I've taken the facts that are available to me and I come to whatever conclusion. You know, maybe I decide I'm going to believe all the climate scientists on and forget,
well,
the other evidence on the other side.
Mark, I hate to interrupt, but I'm going to tell you you're wrong. Because you're asking the wrong question. Everybody asks the question, is global warming true? Is global warming false? And really the whole idea of climate change or global warming is really like several separate questions. Whether the Earth is warming or not is actually something that could be easily determined. Now, whether man caused that is a whole other question, and then whether it's a good or a bad thing is another question, and then follow
should
up.
Should we do anything about
man,
it?
Can man stop it? I mean, I can get a boulder pushed down, start to go downhill. There's no way I can stop it, right? So you have it's many questions, and trying to wrap them all up into this: is it true or false? Is global warming true or false? Is just ridiculous.
Yeah, it's certainly it's a conundrum for the ages. Thank you, Benjamin. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supply and quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
Not just big, it's the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale. This month, save 30 to 45% off on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Factory fresh stock just arrived, so now is the time to stock up with the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45% off. But hurry, supplies are limited to only the stock we have on hand. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale is going on now, only from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That's 855-450-FREE. It spells out the word free that 3733 does. It's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
You can call in about whatever's on your mind. And you can go get passports for Bitcoin at passportsforbitcoin.com. There's a lot of different reasons that people all over the world or somebody like you might want a second passport or to even renounce your citizenship. Last year was an all-time record for people in the U.S. renouncing their citizenship, but people all over the world do it, whether it's a governmental intrusion on your privacy or as a protest against foreign policies or to protect your wealth or avoid pointless regulations, onerous taxation, or a refuge. You may want to get a second passport or to change your citizenship. Check out the St. Kitts program at passportforbitcoin.com. Now, obviously, they take Bitcoin, and it's just another way that Bitcoins can offer you more freedom. Passportsforbitcoin.com. I remember looking into this a bit, and essentially, with enough money, you can become a citizen of St. Kitts. And,
yeah.
You know, they, of course, they can get just a second passport. A lot of people want that.
That's
too.
Awesome. I'm glad there are places in the world like that.
Yeah, I mean, go ahead.
If you have tax trouble here in the United States, they can just pull that passport, and you'll be going nowhere.
Right. Yeah. I mean, having a second passport is absolute freedom, and the fact that you can get it with Bitcoin, I mean, it's tremendous. What a great service.
All right. Let's go to the phones. It looks like a gentleman named Hung Like Jesus is called in.
I love this guy.
Hi, Hung. Nice to hear from you.
Stephanie, Mark, and Brian, how are you people?
Doing well.
What do you mean by you people?
Mark, are you offended by that?
I doubt it the least.
You're supposed to call him Big Daddy Rhino Schwanz, Hung Like Jesus.
All right. I'll remember that next time. What I want to talk about is the absolute obscene show of, I guess it would be forced during the holidays. I live in a town northeast of Atlanta. It's still considered the metro area.
Okay.
And I was going over to my aunt's, and she lives a little ways from the same county, but a little ways away. And the amount of cops that were out from Thursday until today, it was just ridiculous. You don't see this many cops on an average day. And the only reason that they were out there, over the weekend, the holiday, is because they were out there collecting money, and that's it.
Mm.
If it was about safety, it would be something different. But we know people drive every day. You don't see that many cops. So it was about collecting money from people, and it was obscene, and it just irked me.
So was it speed traps, or what was their...
It was speed traps, whatever they could do. You know, they would force. It was just blue lights just flashing all over the place. I'm figuring whatever they can stop someone for, they're going to do it.
Right. So here's my problem with the revenue collection on speeding. Now, I'm not willing to say that you can go just as fast as you want, and it's not a problem at all. I think that there's a safe speed, and I'm not sure what that safe speed is. I think we need to sort of figure that out on each stretch of highway or byway, but the system that we use to catch speeders is not a system that incentivizes going the speed limit. I don't think they even want to incentivize going the speed limit.
And it's inconsistent.
Oh. Right. Well, it's highly inconsistent. Yeah. You'll get caught once every 10,000 times you
speed.
That's
the idea.
Something.
Yeah.
Right. So it's really designed for revenue collection and not even particularly well. If you wanted, if there's a safe speed, an unsafe speed on a road, then a speed trap camera, a camera that records speeds and sends a ticket, they've got these things all over the place, is going to be a much more consistent way of catching people that are going too fast on a particular road. It'll send them their ticket in the mail, which is a lot safer than pulling somebody over with flashing blue lights. I'm not advocating for these cameras. I'm just saying that the system we have, cops are killed every year on the roads of the United States because they're wandering out into traffic. People who see flashing lights, they want to look at it. They're more of a danger on the road than the speeder they pulled off of it.
Mark, right. Mark, don't you, I mean, come on, don't you want to pay for this protection? Stop thinking of it as revenue collection. This is a fundraiser, okay? That's what this is.
Fundraisers with guns.
Right. Yeah, and how unsafe is it to have flashing blue light? I mean, they always blind me and distract me while I'm driving. Right. And
I'm a volunteer firefighter in the town. I've seen two accidents at accident scenes. And I assume it's because rubberneckers are looking at what's going on. Mm. Oh, I wonder if I'm going to see a body.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is that they think they're going to see, and they have to look. They just have to. I mean, that's what the flashing lights are there for, is to catch your attention.
We were driving last night, and there was a situation where the car in front of us, I guess, thought that he was being pulled over by a cop who had his lights on and was coming the opposite way on the highway. And this guy pulled over, blocking an exit off of the highway.
Yeah.
It was like people just pull over anywhere without really regard to how safe it is. And I don't blame them for that, because the cop might think they're trying to get away from them or whatever if they pull up too far.
Are death threat.
Yeah.
They'll ultimately kill you if you don't pull over.
If they think they're in a chase, yeah, absolutely.
So, no wonder people react as quickly as they do. I had a police officer one time scold me for pulling over too quickly. She's like, I almost rear-ended you, that you should have turned those blue lights on. And if I knew you were back there, you turned your lights on, I'm going to pull over.
Well, one thing you can be for sure, when you got some blue lights behind you, it's going to mean one thing, ultimately. You're going to be paying some money. That's ultimately. But here in Georgia, they just passed last week the slowpoke law. So not only now do they get you for speeding, they can get you for going too slow as well.
Fall in line, citizen.
Is there a specific rule, or is it just like as slow as the police officer thinks you're going?
Well, I think it's a minimum, and slower traffic is supposed to remain to the right.
Okay.
So if you're slower traffic, and here in Atlanta, all the freeways, people just, if you're moving slow, you're going to get ran over, and it's really obvious.
So if you get pulled over, you can just say, "Don't you know who I am? I'm hung like Jesus."
I have to say about slow drivers, I think that they're get on the interstate and take a look at that person that's going slow. They're bottling things up. It's causing lane changes are dangerous on the interstate.
Right.
And every time you got to change a lane, it's causing a problem.
Slow drivers are the worst, and the ones who also see blue lights and slam on the brakes because they think that cop that's pulled somebody over is going to just stop what he's doing and come after them because they flew past,
right.
Those are also the worst, too. I don't understand that.
If you can see the blue lights, you're already caught.
Yeah.
There's nothing
now.
This is really
someone else. I'm sorry, Brian. If he stopped on the side of the road with someone else, it's safe to assume that he ain't going to stop doing what he's doing to come after you. So you're probably safe, for a little ways anyway.
I try to get over when I see them on the side of the road because I never know what's going to happen in that car. Is that driver going to get out? Is a car door going to open? You just never know what's going to happen on the side of the road. So I try to get over. And that, of course, causes a problem, too.
Right.
And this is why I say that traffic enforcement, especially speed enforcement by police officers, is more dangerous than the speeding it's supposed to stop.
Definitely.
They're only there 1 out of 10,000 times. I'm just pulling a number out of the air.
That's good. That's a good one.
Yeah, and they're not stopping the speeders.
Yeah, and this is really why driverless cars are never going to take off. I don't think they're ever going to let it happen because then all this revenue, it's gone.
They're losing the revenue on electric cars too from gas taxes. So why would they let that go? Hung like Jesus. Right. Appreciate the call. 855-450-3733. I mean, there's a big smile on your face. I'm sorry. You're amused by that name. 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Carl in New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, on my mind is, what kind of industry do you have in New Hampshire? Do you have logging? Or did the EPA do away with that? Or what jobs are up there?
Well, I'll answer your questions when we get back here. Carl, thanks so much. Hold the line, if you would.
It's the next Silicon Valley up here.
It might be.
Literally.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
There's a lot of confusing information out there about Bitcoin mining. Customers have been burned by companies taking their money on pre-orders for Bitcoin mining equipment, only to receive their equipment late and miss out on opportunities to mine Bitcoins. But that doesn't mean Bitcoin mining is impossible. You just have to find an honest company to do business with. If you want to mine Bitcoins and you want to do it now, no pre-orders, no waiting, look into the Antminer products from Bitmain. Their competitively priced Antminers are in stock and shipped from the U.S. as soon as you pay. You could buy an Antminer today and be mining Bitcoins tomorrow. The Antminer line offers the best mining power per dollar currently available. 20% of the mining power in the Bitcoin network is contributed by Antminers. Not only that, but Bitmain is committed to support. You can get tech support and warranty service over the phone by calling 844-BITMAIN. For commercial accounts, they'll even travel to your data center to install your equipment. Get all the details at bitmaintech.com. That's bitmaintech.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100
square foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-3733. Give us a call. Talk about whatever's on your mind. Live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie. I need to come up with a name like Big Daddy Rhino Schwantz.
Yeah, well, you know, I like Mark. It's a little shorter, but you know, I understand what
Big Mama might... something.
Yeah, yeah. That, you're not a Big Mama.
No. Well, maybe that's a good thing.
Maybe you could come up with a clever name like ProXPN, which, of course, the phone number that you call in to talk about whatever you want to on this show is the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. But what is ProXPN? Well, ProXPN is the first thing you want to do if you are, is first thing you want to get if you are concerned about your online privacy and thus, by default, your meat space privacy, quite frankly.
Your meat space privates.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh boy. Anyway.
Live radio.
So, ProXPN. You can go to ProXPN.com, and I want you to look into this because this is a virtual private network service, and what that does is it encrypts all of your data, metadata, everything that goes up into, you know, into the big bad internets, and it will keep people from seeing what that is, even if even your ISPs, you know, whatever you're doing, it encrypts. It's, again, it is the absolute first thing you want to have if you want to take action, considering so many of the Snowden revelations that go on or the prevalence of bad actors and crackers around the world. You really want this, okay? And it works for everything, your tablet, your smartphone, your PC. It even works on Linux, works on OS X, works on Windows. You take your pick. You want this. And if you use the code FTL20, you'll get 20% off your order. Or if you use Bitcoin, you'll actually get an even greater savings. Yes, they support the Bitcoin community. They support the Liberty community. This is a real Liberty organization, and they care about you. So go to ProXPN.com.
and get on it, because everybody should be using a VPN.
Let's go to back to Carl in New Jersey. Carl was asking about, you know, we talk here on the show about the Free State Project, and it's a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state. That state is New Hampshire. And, you know, Carl might be asking for that reason, but he wants to know, what's the industries up there in New Hampshire? Is that right, Carl?
That's correct. And in Atlantic City, we had one casino close. We're having another one close at the end of August. And I was thinking, if you build a casino up there, we could take maybe 3,000 of our unemployed casino workers, hard workers, up to New Hampshire.
You would have to check to make sure what I'm saying is true, but there was certainly a casino bill that passed some legislative hurdles here in New Hampshire, and it may have gone all the way through. I'm not 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
But there are casinos, there are types of casinos. So there's gambling establishments in New Hampshire, but they tend to be sort of around. New Hampshire's, as far as exports go, the largest exports from New Hampshire are rocks and tree sap.
Okay.
Granite.
Literally granite.
Yeah.
Granite.
Oh, okay. And maple syrup. Yep.
Okay. I was just wondering, how about that?
Logging certainly is a big deal here.
Okay.
And we're home of Timberland Computer Solutions. Is that what's the, I'm sorry, PC Connections.
Right. Isn't like Sig Sauer and Ruger firearms manufacturers?
We make guns here in New Hampshire. There's no doubt about it. But they make guns in Massachusetts. You have the most restrictive gun laws in America. It's hilarious.
Yeah. There's a lot of tech here, too.
Yep.
Okay. I don't think they're more restrictive than New Jersey's gun laws.
They are absolutely not. New Hampshire's gun laws are among the freest in the nation.
Well, that's a good reason to move up to New Hampshire for that.
Well, there's no seatbelts for adults if you don't, if you don't want to. I tend to wear mine. There's no income tax.
No sales tax
on, on out of home food dollar. There is, like, there's a food tax, but not a sales tax. So, stuff you buy out at stores and stuff. No sales tax. It's the freest place in America.
I really like living here, yeah. I mean, but I'm self-employed, so I can see it's a challenge maybe for some people who work for others who want to get a job in New Hampshire. However, the Free State Project, which we are all interested in, this is like the reason we moved to New Hampshire, to be with other liberty lovers. They have a job page on Facebook, which I think is updated pretty frequently. It's called the Free State Project Job Group or something like that, where they post, like, several times a day different jobs that are open in New Hampshire.
Yeah, well, I think a casino would be a fantastic thing to have. And before people call
in, as many casinos as the market will bear would be.
Right.
The problem is the state wants to license them.
Yeah. And
or the state wants to run them.
Right. Or you have the social stigma that people think it brings in a seedy element or it does all kinds of terrible things, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Right.
And upstate New York, now New York is terrible about casinos. And about any kind of legislation, really. But you have the Oneida Nations Reservation up there, and they run a casino called the Turning Stone, and they're able to do it because they're technically a sovereign nation. And this, the Turning Stone Casino, is one of the most high-class, one of the best places you could possibly ever visit. It is gorgeous. And they get top-name acts that perform there. It's way more than just a casino. And that's what happens with a lot of these industries. And they're employing... Boy, they got to be employing half of upstate. It's amazing.
Yeah, it has to be. The entertainment has to be there, because that's the only reason I'm going to, and a lot of people are going to go to these things, is to see a good show and a big name that comes through. I'm not that interested in going to see blackjack played or
me neither.
That kind of thing. But
But I'm just saying the
big names.
Yeah, the stigma of casinos are these dark hallways and this terrible thing. By no means, they are some of the best places on the planet to have a good time, whatever your enjoyment level is. And if Atlantic City is closing them down, yeah, please, let's do it in New Hampshire.
I've never lived in a world where casinos are this terrible thing. It's always, to me, been, every time I've seen a casino, it's a pretty nice place.
Yeah, I agree. Me too.
Well, they are. It's just you can't have too many of them, that's all.
Well,
who determines what's too many?
Right. I mean, how many is too many convenience stores?
Right. Well, it's too many when... You don't have it when they're empty all during the week, and you don't have enough people coming to them. But that could be a
problem. Yeah, that problem would take care of itself as long as they were businesses that had to turn a profit, right, because they wouldn't want to have an empty casino.
Yep. Thanks for the call, Carl. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. Yeah, I mean, you know, businesses, especially big casinos, are they, you know, they do traffic analyses and analyses, and they look at all these things. They know whether or not, generally, whether or not it's a good idea to open up. The one thing that's very strange to me is, have you ever noticed how Walgreens and CVS are always right across the street from each other?
Yeah, same with Burger King and McDonald's.
Why? But, they, for, you know, I don't know why. I can't figure it out why that is true, but it seems to be the case. They know their business better than I do. You don't see a lot of these things. I mean, when was the last time you saw a closed down Walgreens? It's somehow or another they know where to put them and they know how many to put there. It's rare that somebody just would likely say, you know what? We've got a whole bunch of extra millions of dollars. Just throw up a big old casino here and see if it flies. That's not doing one's due diligence, and that business deserves to go out of business.
Mm.
You know, I think Atlantic City probably is dealing with things like, you know, Vegas, Biloxi.
Sure.
Many states have legal. Connecticut, I know that there's Mohegan Sun down there. I think that just about every state surrounding New Hampshire has casino gambling now.
Yeah.
What CD element are they drawing in? The people from New Hampshire?
Well, it's funny, too, because, like, New Hampshire is one of two states in the United States that allows for porn production. Okay.
Yes.
California being the other one. Hey, look, I don't see the state falling apart, especially like morally or whatever, from the fact that it's legal to produce porn. And so just because something is decriminalized, like say gambling would be, does not even if you were concerned about it, that is in no way saying that that's exactly what's going to come in, because it's all about, you know, social mores and all that. I think laws are generally pretty meaningless, and people either get the ones passed that they want, or you know, again, if there's just enough of a stigma around something socially, it doesn't matter if it's legal or not. It won't be here. So people can make a stink without having to make a law, and they can kind of get their way.
Well, I wonder when it comes to these. Look, for instance, you were talking about the porn production. Yeah, a lot of people were predicting the very worst for New Hampshire if they allowed porn production. It's been years now, and I've never even heard of a porno being produced in New Hampshire.
No.
I haven't heard of one. That doesn't mean that it's not happening. I don't have my ear to the ground on this particular industry.
You're not looking to get a job?
I'm not looking to get a job. I don't think they're looking to hire me either.
Big Daddy, right? I know Schwartz and Schwartz.
They don't know what they're missing.
Indeed, they don't. 855-450-3.
Mark at freetalklive.com with job offers.
855-450-3733. And that was kind of the thing with gay marriage, too. Don't worry. The dogs and people are going to be living together. That was one of the things. There's going to be hellfire.
Oh, it's always the sky is falling.
I just got a horse to a
horse. 855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $169 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Hi, Chuck Woolery here. I don't know about you, but I don't like taking pills for minor arthritis pain, and I don't like those patches either. But I have found something that works, Australian Dream Arthritis Pain Relief Cream. It's a great product. It doesn't smell or burn, isn't greasy, and it works. And Australian Dream has an empty jar guarantee. You can use the whole jar, and if you're not happy, you get your money back. But I doubt you'll send it back. This stuff really works. Australian Dream is now available at Target or your favorite retail store.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.